News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. So I'm going to the phones right now with a guy that I've known for a while. Lance Bell is an attorney in St. Clair County and has been the chair of the Republican Party down there, but he also went to law school with me, and I've just known him for a bit and enjoyed his company. And now I'm proud to say that something like 73% to 27%, he just won the primary for the Republican Party to go to the state Senate. Lance Bell, how you doing, man?
Doing good, sir. How about you?
I'm good. Lance Bell going to the Senate. What is going on with our world?
Kind of crazy. Who would have thought back in 2003 we'd be doing this?
I'm saying, man, it's just something else. And by the way, I got to tell this quick story. I've repeated this multiple times, but when I first had St. Clair County being put into my district, my Senate district, when I was at District 10, you're looking at District 11. When I was at District 10, I called you because you were the party chair. And I said, hey, dude, tell me about the lay of the land down there. I mean, like, what's the Democrat Party like down there? And you said, Democrats, what's that? We don't allow those down here.
Yeah, I think I usually say, well, we have a good sheriff. Our sheriff don't allow them in the county.
Well, so congratulations to you. Am I correct that you won like 73-27? Is that right?
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Well, that's good on you, man.
You know, hard work, grassroots, knocking on doors, doing some of the old-fashioned stuff. And, you know, I grew up in the country, and that's all I know is, you know, hard work. And so we did it, and great team, great group of people, and just glad to pull it off.
Well, I'm glad for you. So remind me of this. I don't know the answer to it, but I'm assuming I know the answer. There's not a Democrat in your race, is there?
There's not.
Okay. So you are officially, as of November, going to be the state senator. That's very cool.
Kind of strange.
You know, when I ran too, it was like almost towards the end of the election. I thought that I would get, sworn in same time as the governor did in February. No, state senators and representatives, they take office the night of the election. So come November 7th, you're just like, you know, poof, instant state senator. There you are. Let me ask you this. You ran, it was an open seat. Jim McClendon had been in for a number of years, decided not to run again. So y'all, you know, got a Republican primary going down there and you jumped in. What are you looking to do? I mean, when you see yourself going down to Montgomery, what is it you see yourself wanting to accomplish or be a part of?
During the campaign, looking at where I grew up, it was right off I-20 in Cook Springs. I just told them I was going to try to bring some Cook Springs common sense, and that's about all I know to do. We got some infrastructure issues here, and we've had just unbelievable growth in this county, and I know we got some roads that have got to be widened and different things like that with especially Moody coming out of Jefferson County. You've got Moody there and 411. If you go there, it's bottlenecked in the afternoons and the mornings. During the day, we've got a lot of growth, but our roads have not maintained for the growth to meet it. So in multiple subdivisions still being built, and we're just lucky to be continue to grow.
Well, St. Clair County is a beautiful county. I mean, I used to say that sometimes driving through there, it almost looked like you were in Ireland. I mean, it was just something about it. Like got greener when you crossed the county line. But
you never moved here, did you?
No, I didn't move there, but
we'd
I was close by.
We'd be glad to sell you some property. Come on, be a citizen.
I'm sure you would. You could conduct the closing, too. I'm sure, couldn't you, Attorney Lance Bell?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this, though. I remember, too, that there's actually a lot of politics in St. Clair County. You're one of the only counties that has two courthouses. There's always, like, a war between North and South St. Clair County. Fussing over which courthouse you're going to go to. They got two sheriff's offices. There's a lot of politics in that one little county.
There is. It's just a balancing act of, how to manage it. And I think over the years that not as many people care what side of the county you're doing what in as it did in the past.
Well, and I'm sure that's probably true because the county's gotten far more mobile. I mean, it's not like you can't get across county real quick if you need to.
You can buy your car tag online. You can do so many of the services online now that the citizens are not saying, well, I'm having to drive 20 minutes to do this or 30 minutes to do that. when they can conduct their business online.
Well, but St. Clair is not the only party. I mean, what else is in your district? After the reapportionment came out, how did District 11 wind up? Who all do you represent?
It's about 78,000 St. Clair, about 48,000 out of Talladega, and a little over 24,000 out of Shelby County.
Okay. All right, so you kept it out of Jefferson County. Good on you.
Yes.
Anytime we were in the legislature, if a Jefferson County bill came up, we all rolled our eyes and sat up straighter in our chairs because we didn't know what was about to happen.
Exactly.
But that's a lot of growth area. I mean, Talladega's got its own growth, and, of course, you got a lot of tourism going to Talladega. And then you've got St. Clair being what it is. But Shelby County, man, that's an explosion down there. I think next to Mobile and Madison counties, that's probably the most explosive counties in the state.
It is. And lucky to have – I've got Alabama Institute for the Deaf and Blind in the district, Talladega Super Speedway. So a lot of neat areas of the district that have got some things that are very important to our state. The Super Speedway drives a lot of economic impact here twice a year. And there's other activities that occur throughout the year people don't even realize. And then AIDB, the Deaf and Blind School. If you've never been there, what an unbelievable institution. And it'll really make you go back home and feel fortunate to, how your life is. And the impact that they, do on people's lives over there, it's just unbelievable. So I'm lucky to have some of the things I do have in the district.
Yeah, you do, and I am familiar with the Institute for the Deaf and Blind. My great aunt taught there for a long time. So you take office in November. Between now and then, you don't have to worry about campaigning. But I imagine, knowing you, you're going to get busy and start laying the groundwork. So what are you going to be working on between now and the time you actually take the title?
I keep being asked that same question: is what committee you want on, what this, what that. And they started asking, everybody's asked, citizens, business community, first let me get elected. And well, now that I've been elected, I've really got to just take a deep breath and figure out what's the next thing, because I put so much into the election and getting elected and attending things that I really have not thought about that yet. As you know, all I know is go, 90 miles an hour. So I'm not going to stop doing what I've been doing. That's always be involved in the community and just continue doing the things I did, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 10 years ago, that got me to where I feel like I'm at.
Well, and Lance, I've known you a bit. I mean, you were the class president, I believe, weren't you, for our class in law school?
Don't say a lot, does it?
Well, anyway, there you were. But you also have been the Republican Party chairman for your county. I mean, you've been stepping into roles of leadership at every turn. And I can say, just having been there, I can just say that with your experience and all that, I would highly encourage you to seek out a position on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Your legal background is going to be very important in that regard. It's amazing, what happens when you're a lawyer in the legislature. You can actually recognize what the certain verbiage in a bill will do when it's on the ground in the courtroom. So that's one that I would super encourage you to be a part of.
Yeah, I've been amazed at what few attorneys are in the legislature.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's an invaluable resource, because every once in a while, somebody will come to you on the Senate floor and they'll go, "We're about to vote on this thing, but does it really work like that in a courtroom?" And you can go, "No, no," or why do judges say this?
And I've looked at, and we see these bills come through, and you get a memo of, "Hey, this is what's coming. It was voted on. Governor signed it." And you look at it, and you're like, they don't live in a real world.
No.
Who drafted this? What, how did this get passed? Because in real world, it don't make sense.
No, it doesn't. And that happens left and right. Well, all right. So listen, you made the rounds. You knocked on a bunch of doors. What's one of the most memorable things for you from the entire campaign season? I mean, it's funny what sticks out sometimes. It might just be a brief interaction at the county fair or somebody's door you knocked on or whatever. But are there any specific memories you're going to walk away from and go, man, that was just a moment right there?
I think just meeting so many new people, being so involved in St. Clair County, but I was unknown in the Shelby County part and a lot of the southern Talladega County. And I think just getting to meet some real great people. there are some good leaders throughout the district, and getting to know them a little bit and finding out things that I didn't know about the district. There's things I did not have a clue from the southern Talladega to Shelby County area and some beautiful areas. Just got to learn, and I'm going to be a part of them, and I'm going to learn them. I've told them I'm not going to, you know, be somebody just because that part of the district's an hour away from me. You know, I'm not going to be absent. I'm going to be a part of it.
Well, and that's huge because when I represented, I had at one point I had four counties, and I had never spent much time in Cherokee County. It became my second home. I mean, it was like the place where I loved to go. I knew the best little hidey hole restaurants to eat at. I knew where the people hung out, and I had friends up there that I still have to this day. And that's not where I lived, but they took me in like I was one of their own, and I'll never forget it.
That sounds like the little drugstore in Columbiana. Man, what a cheeseburger they've got. We used to have that kind of drugstore in Pell City, but it's been gone probably 20 years from here. So I'll be making a few trips here and there to Columbiana to eat a cheeseburger at lunch probably.
Well, I'll tell you what, I may have to join you down there sometime soon and swap stories. But for right now, let me just say, brother, congratulations to you. And in a few months, we'll call you Senator Bell. But don't let it go to your head, dude.
You'll keep me grounded.
I'll keep you grounded. All right, man. Lance Bell, thanks so much for what you do. Thanks for putting your name out there and for getting her done. And congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, folks, there's another one. Soon-to-be State Senator Lance Bell, he's got no competition coming up in the general election. All he has to do now is wait till November 7th, and he takes office that night. And that's very cool. Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. We'll take that right now. Have a few more minutes, and then top of the hour, Grand Council, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, me, pinging each other with questions, see how we do. Y'all stay tuned. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.